pray to the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation in our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Adoption often gets a bad rap. When I was growing up, for example, my older siblings would sometimes subject me to psychological jabs or torture, depending on how you look at it. Since I had come along 8 years after my three older siblings, they thought they could do it. I was sometimes referred to as being adopted by them, or at least reminding me that I was an accident. Today, I'm embarrassed by the fact that this used to bother me. I wish today that I had embraced it back then. You know how it is, how often we think to ourselves of, if I knew then what I know now, why embrace that? Why embrace being adopted? Because God's word says to me and to you, dear Christian, that every single one of us today, for whom Jesus died and rose, and for us who have been baptized into the life, death, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, have been adopted into God's kingdom, into God's family, into God's magnificent and eternal love and mercy for us, with the promise that He shall never, ever let us go. This is where the proverbial rubber hits the road in terms of what makes faith so invaluable. Last week, I explained what faith is. It is true. It is trustworthy. And it lives in the reality of the promises of God that are given. It actually lives in God's grace, walks in God's grace. It expresses its life in His grace. Just think of Peter. When he saw Jesus walking on the water, he believed that Jesus was really there, true God and man. Secondly, he believed that Jesus could call even him onto the water. And third, receiving the word of Jesus, actually for a little while, walked on water himself. This is faith. I bring this up because adoption is the assurance that we are indeed the people of God. It is a guarantee that God has called us, that God has united us to Jesus, that we have received the grace of God and the gift of faith. It is the assurance that we are never living alone, but always and constantly the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us. Do you have faith? To answer the question, just back up and ask yourself, well, am I adopted or not? The answer is yes, especially if you understand when and how God adopts you. In holy baptism, by the word of Christ that is contained in the water, which joins you to Jesus. Yes, you are adopted. Yes, God has given you the gift of faith. If you know this, Christian, then you are called to live in great confidence. And don't be shy about it now. In the power of faith in God, live as a confident child of God. This is a faith that might not be impressive to the rest of the world with its confusion about what faith even is, but it is a faith led by the Spirit of God so that you may face anything in your life with the assurance that God is with you. It will stand by His promise to work all things out for your good, no matter what it is you face. No, this doesn't mean that you and I always get what we want when we ask in prayer, but it does mean that God keeps His promise to bless us for our good every single time we do pray. And the reason you know this is not because of pious platitudes. It is because of the One who has adopted you and made it certain in baptism. Such faith flows from the knowledge that Jesus gave up His life for you. And if God loves you that much, then the Father will not allow anything to interfere with your true living faith in Jesus. Faith knows this to be true. Because your faith knows you're adopted. This this faith figures that if Jesus could give his life for me, then I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he will always be for me. And to erase all doubt, he assures me of this reality again, because I'm baptized. I'm adopted. I'm family now. And this is what makes our faith so glorious. Even in this veil of tears in the world that we live in, even as we bear crosses, it is true and it is extremely relevant to our lives every day. This is what the world needs to know about. It is true based on what actually corresponds to a real state of affairs in space and time. But it's more than just true because Jesus came in the flesh and you were baptized here in time. It is also exceedingly relevant. The world needs this sense of truth and relevance and importance and meaning. In fact, the world is desperate for it, and this is what we can share. It's not about irrelevant things. It is true, for example, that the Golden State Warriors are battling the Cleveland Cavaliers for the NBA championships. And if you're truly sanctified, you will root for the right team. But many of you could care less. It may be true, but it isn't terribly relevant. But when it comes to faith, the truth of the gospel of Jesus and the life it produces in becoming adopted heirs of God means that our whole lives are impacted. It is very relevant. It's about clarity of identity. We know who we are. We know where we've come from, why we're here, where we're going. Our lives are filled with purpose and meaning because we're adopted in Jesus. We know about life, and it's exciting because we are the adopted children of God. But it begins by embracing the guarantee that you are indeed a child of God, not called to doubt, but to be absolutely certain, to say and to confess with pride and joy and thankfulness and humility, I am adopted. When Tracy and I adopted 5 of our 8 children, our lives changed for the good. It taught us to live our faith, to depend on God, who is our only source of strength, to get out of ourselves. And it has humbled us so that we have been led to rely upon the Lord more, not less. Which in effect is to say that our adopted children have brought us closer to God. In addition, I have seen many added instances of love poured out. I have more children saying to me, Happy Father's Day this morning. My wife has taught our children, furthermore, that to be adopted is to be additionally loved. It means that to be adopted is to be chosen. And that's what our adoption in Christ means. We've been chosen in Him. But how do you know that this is true for you? Let's go to our text and appreciate it. If you don't mind finding the section in the sermon where we have the Galatians quotations at the bottom of the left side and the top of the right side, I'd like to go through these 4 quotations with you. First, knowing that we are to be confident about our identity as adopted children of God, we know that we have been united in Christ through baptism. So let's read together Galatians 3:27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Second, we are therefore given assurance that we are saved, since Christ whom we have put on came to, Galatians 4:5, we read together, redeem those who were under the law. Third, we now have a new status. Galatians 4:5, again, we read together, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And finally, this impacts our lives to the extent that we now have the Holy Spirit. Let's read Galatians 4:6 through 7. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. The original language here is delightful. We are being taught that we are no longer a child confined to a babysitter. That is the law. That a child being a napios, which is a non-speaking one, who is no different than a doulos or a slave, according to Galatians. But now that Christ has liberated us by his life, death, and resurrection, and has adopted us through holy baptism, and given us the Holy Spirit, we are no longer napios child with no voice and no rights. We are now a huios, or son. The point here is not about sex or gender, by the way. To be a son is to be an heir, a male or female with full rights. That's what you have. Now, here's the thing about a huios over a napios. You now have full rights. You can speak, and you will be heard by the Father. You have a voice, because you are now adopted as a child of God. The Father cares about every prayer you offer up in faith. And these are prayers that have the complete attention of the Heavenly Father, who will grant them according to his perfect will for you. He listens. You have rights because you're family now. You're adopted. But Tracy and I quickly learned that many people struggle to get adoption. 18 years ago or so, Tracy was in a grocery store and a woman was gazing at her adopted baby. She would look at the baby and then look at Tracy. Look at Tracy and then look at the baby. And this expression of complete and utter befuddlement was all over her face. She just couldn't make her assumption compute in her mind. How did this white-skinned, blonde-haired, blue-eyed gal give birth to this dark-skinned, black-haired, brown-eyed baby? The woman just couldn't help herself, and she asked my wife, "What does the father look like?" There's a natural dissonance that takes place in the minds of many people. But it is one that precisely makes the point about how we struggle with this amazing gift of adoption. We look at God. We know that he is righteous. We know that he is holy. And then we look at ourselves. We look at ourselves. And then we look at God. We look at ourselves. And then we ask, how can this be? How can I be holy? How can I be righteous as a child of God? In our sin, we treat that which is extremely and indescribably valuable as if it had no value. This very thing happened to the Christian monks at St. Catherine's Monastery on Mount Sinai in Egypt. The monks were visited in 1844 by a German researcher named Constantine von Tischendorf, who had come to search for ancient manuscripts of the Bible's Old and New Testaments. He found piles of extremely valuable Bible manuscripts that were sitting in a wastebasket about to be burned. Included in this wastebasket was two of the most ancient and valuable manuscripts of the Bible that survive to this day. The monks of St. Catherine's had no idea of the immense value of what they possessed. And this is what we sometimes do with our adoption guarantee, with the saving gospel of Jesus and with our magnificent baptism. How often we toss them aside and let them linger in a wastebasket as if they have no more relevance in our lives. We dabble with the things that are passing away. We get so excited about things that a month from now we're going to totally forget about. But we neglect what is most important, our adoption papers and holy baptism. But thanks be to God that this is not what the Lord has done or is doing with you. He does not put you in the wastebasket. He does not forget about you. Since he's covered you with Christ in holy baptism, you have received a totally new place in God's sight. God, in his miracle of baptism, has adopted you and immediately covers you with Christ's perfect righteousness and holiness. And this is how your Father sees you, without stain or sin or blemish or wrinkle. God has declared you redeemed, purchased from the realm of sin and death, of shame and guilt. And he has declared you justified. He no longer sees your sin. Others may see it. We may see it. But God does not see it. Why not? Because Christ has covered you with His blood. God has baptized you into His Son. You are now adopted. You are God's very own. Welcomed into His family. Belonging to the household of faith. With full rights. Filled with the Holy Spirit. With a voice that cries out, Abba, Father. And the Lord hears you. He answers you. Because He now counts you as family. Welcome to His table, where you are served and strengthened by the body and blood of Jesus, which does more than simply galvanize your adoption, but keeps you fortified in seeing that adoption love right in front of you today. What is the Lord is yours, even to the extent of giving you His very body and blood, guaranteeing and sanctifying you with the words, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. You have all these gifts because you're adopted now. You are the owner of everything. That which belongs to the Father, like eternal life and eternal love, now belongs to you, His adopted child. Thank God, you are adopted. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus until He comes again in glory. Amen. We stand.